This is 88.9 FM, NPR for the Treasure Coast. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan. So as we planned for our annual hurricane season check-in with our local Red Cross, we noticed something else going on, an increase in house fires.
You know, with more people staying home, you know, we have seen a pretty significant increase.
This is Jennifer Durant.
And I am the executive director of the Palm Beach and Treasure Coast chapter of the American Red Cross.
COVID-19 has more people at home, cooking, maybe smoking in the house.
Any one of the many reasons that can cause a home fire, you know, we're seeing a spike in them. So most people think Red Cross, major disasters. But really, I mean, that's the most common disaster that we respond to, our home fires. It accounts for the vast majority of our responses.
313 individuals were impacted by home fires in our area during the March 2019 through June 2019 time period. Now compare that to March 2020 through June 2020, when that number has jumped to 426.
Yeah, that's a pretty big jump.
COVID-19 is making them respond a little differently too.
You know, normally when there's a house fire and the fire department calls our hotline, a volunteer will go, you know, right out to the scene. But what we've been doing instead now is doing it virtually.
The volunteer speaks with the family to get a sense of what their needs are, then provides them with a client assistance card.
It's essentially like a debit card.
They can use it for hotel stays, food, clothing, prescriptions. They also teach fire safety through their Sound the Alarm program, where they identify neighborhoods and go door to door to install smoke alarms.
So, and then we also sit down with the family and make sure that they have a plan. We encourage them to identify, you know, a space outside of the home that's a meeting space, you know, tell them don't go back in.
Since the program started in 2014, they have documented 761 lives were saved nationally. We can't help but see how similar the fire preparedness steps are to hurricane preparedness.
It's a good point, like that whole, like, have a plan, make a kit, you know, be informed, you know, especially with COVID now. That's, you know, we've always said it, but now it's even more important than ever to really know what your plan is, you know, in the event of a hurricane.
This especially applies to where you plan to shelter.
Shelters really should be your last resort, like if you don't have any other options. So normally an evacuation shelter, it's 20 square feet per person. With, you know, the CDC guidelines are now saying 60 square feet per person. So obviously that, you know, reduces the capacity of a shelter.
Red Cross is there for smaller scale disasters too, like the recent massive flooding in Hope Sound.
We actually ended up putting those families, I think there was 9 of them whose homes were, you know, unlivable. We ended up putting them in a hotel.
Once schools reopen safely, they'll start their pillowcase project back up, where they train children to prepare for disasters.
We literally give the kids a pillowcase that they can kind of keep their most prized possessions in so that, you know, if there was a fire, you know, they can kind of grab it and go.
Throughout the pandemic, they continue to be a resource to our military through their Service to Armed Forces program.
I mean, we are essentially with members of the military and their families from the moment that they enlist to really, you know, to the end of their lives.
Volunteers make up 80% of the Red Cross workforce, and Durant encourages all of us to become involved. We'll put links at this story at WQCS.org. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan, 88.9 FM, NPR for the Treasure Coast.